We're back on the air, good to go. That's what my producers say, and that means we are radio entrepreneurs, and all we're doing is talking to entrepreneurs. As I was thinking before, we should have hundreds of thousands of listeners to any segment that starts with banana. I love bananas. And today we're going to be speaking with Kevin Roy, co-founder of Green Banana.
Thanks for having me.
I don't eat green bananas.
You don't? Well,
no, but I will listen to stories about green bananas. So tell me, what is Green Banana all about?
So Green Banana is a digital marketing agency. We started about 10 years ago. We started doing website development and moved into search engine optimization, Google AdWords management, all those freaky things that follow you around the internet, like geofencing. And we made a shift about 4 years ago to working primarily with other agencies. So about 70% of our business comes from doing work for other agencies, and we private label our services to them.
Wow, very good. What'd you do before Green Banana?
So I did a master's at Bentley, got lucky and went on to a company called eRoom Technology that ended up, I was their marketing guy, and then right. I was doing trade shows and, you know, brochures and all that stuff. And I was cubby mates with the web guy, and the web guy needed more people. And he said, you want to come over to the dark side of the internet, and I'll teach you everything, and we'll send you to MIT to take classes if you want. So I said, sure, I'd do that. And then fast forward, he moves and gets a job, and I take over his position. The company gets sold, eventually gets acquired by EMC, and I go off and start my own business, and I haven't had a job since.
Did you always have ambitions to own your own business?
I did. I always had the ambition to be autonomous. I didn't know really what that meant, but I always wanted to do something on my own. But now I know that as the business has gotten bigger, there's not as many entrepreneurial things that you're doing once your business gets bigger. I don't come in when I want and leave when I want. And,
it's full time, isn't it?
It's full. It's I basically have a job that I created.
Interesting. What, you know, a lot of people do what you do. So what do you think makes you special and unique?
So I think what makes us unique is that there's a couple things that we do that make us unique. From the onset, our biggest separation from what other people do is that we're performance-based search engine optimization. So that means that if we don't get you on page one for a keyword that you pick, then you don't pay. Right. What we do is not different than any other good. And I say that with, you know, parentheses, right, because there's a lot of SEO companies. But any good SEO company.
No, I hadn't heard of that one before. Performance based.
Right. So with what I've been working on web projects for years, and when people started to ask us to do search engine optimization, we did what every other SEO agency did, was we'd optimize the site and we'd create these reports. And we'd show the clients the reports. And what I discovered is that the clients, after I showed them the reports, I was in a boardroom meeting one time, and I presented this report that had spent all night putting together. Not one person looked at the report. And then the president of the company said, so what are we paying you for again? And so I said, after that meeting, I came back to my business partner and I said, we're going to do this different. And my business partner is a genius at building systems. And, you know, so all the crazy ideas that I have, he figures out how to make them work. And so I said, I think we're going to do this based on performance. If we don't get our clients on page one for the keywords that they pick, then they don't pay us. If we do get them on page one, they pay us what we agreed upon beforehand. What happened from that is I thought it was going to make the sale easier, and I thought it was going to make my clients believe what I did. What I didn't anticipate that would happen is that it made customer service exceptionally efficient, because if clients don't believe that we're getting them results, they just Google it and they can see that their site's ranked on their own. So the time that we have to spend in client engagement, we spend all of our time doing work to get people ranked, and 5% of the time telling clients what we're doing, because if we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, they're ranking. And it sort of answers all the questions about what's called black hat SEO, or basically to people that aren't in the field, it's bad stuff, right? If we do things that Google considers black hat, our clients will lose their rankings and then we can't bill. So our big secret is we read Webmaster Tools and follow the rules. So that's one thing that makes us unique. The other piece that makes us unique, because we do a ton of Google AdWords, we're a Google AdWords premier partner. It took us 9 years to get that status. Wow. Because you have to have hundreds of thousands of dollars a month in spend, and you can't just have one client. You have to have lots and lots of clients that, you know, repeat. So we decided to open everything up, make sure that everyone has access to Google Analytics, because it's the great equalizer. If a campaign's not running well in Google Analytics, you can't skew that data. If it's running well, you can see it. If it's running terrible, you can see that too. So we focus all of our buys on conversion. I had a call on the drive up here with a company in Tel Aviv, and they said, how do we know you're doing a good job? What's your target acquisition before we start the engagement? So our job, if you want to sell this product for $8, our job is to figure out how we can sell this product for $8 for you. Right? Right. And we can see that. Analytics, Google Analytics will track that. And I don't care if it's, you know, if it's Google AdWords or Display or Facebook or Instagram, or search engine optimization, it's which one is going to get them to hit that $8 mark. And that's what our team is focused on.
Wow. Interesting. You know, I'm hung up on this sort of like success fee that you're working on. Do you have a particular client niche that you think works better than others?
So in search engine optimization?
Well, just in all your work, you know, do you have a particular industry you tend to migrate towards, size of company?
So it's sort of a two-pronged piece. Most of the companies are smaller, but we do large company. Like we have two Fortune 100 companies that we work with. But most of the people that come to us through the agencies that use us are small companies like plastic surgeons and doctors and lawyers and HVAC people. But then we have, you know, three of the hospitals in Massachusetts that in Boston that work with us through agencies. The people that want the big companies like Target that want you to come in and spend $30,000 to do a proposal, we don't do that. That's not our niche. So I would say most of our companies are small to medium sized.
And how do you see the business evolving over the next year? It seems like this whole analytics, social marketing is changing a lot. So what do we need to look forward to for 2019?
So everything changes. I think one of my favorite parts about working in this market is that almost every week we're evaluating new products for our clients. So what I think is going to happen, it's hard to say because there are so many migrations of things that are happening. What I do know is that everything is trackable. My guess is that a lot of things in search engine optimization, for example, I think Google in their SEO and their AdWords field is going to start to see death by a thousand cuts. Like you have now you have apps that will, like, dog friendly hotel apps. So it's just hitting that teeny little niche market of people that just like Airbnbs that have dogs. There are like the Trulia and Redfin, all those real estate companies have sucked a lot of business away from Google because they're cool apps. You know, you can see comps and, you know, all these comparative data inside of an app that you can't see in a Google search.
Interesting. Kevin, we've been speaking with Kevin Roy of Green Bananas. Kevin, if somebody wants to get hold of you, how would they do that?
So you can go to greenbananaseo.com, or because I always forget my business card wherever I go, I bought ijustmetkevin.com. So you can go to ijustmetkevin.com.
Sounds like a sitcom.
Yeah, and it takes you to my page on the website.
Great. I want to thank you for being on the show, and maybe you'll come back sometime this year. Tell us how things are progressing.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. And we know you had to weather the cold to get here. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and it doesn't make a difference if it's hot, cold, sleet, or rain. Just like the mail logo, we are here every day talking entrepreneurship. Just check us out on radioentrepreneurs.com. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.